For those of you keeping score at home, this is the 87th episode of the Rocker Dog Podcast, the only podcast that talks to musicians about their canine companions and the value these creatures bring to their lives. I'm your host, Tim Dill. The wonderful creature who brings value to my life is Charlie, and together we are happy to have found today's guest by way of listener recommendation, and that is one Sergey Lubkov of the band Sam I Am, whose latest LP, Stowaway, was released in 2023 after a 12-year hiatus. And this is his vigilant Rocker Dog.
This is Cheeto, and she's she's born on August 24th, so she's almost 2.5 years, I guess.
Yeah.
And my name is Sergey, and I guess the way I got on this show was you have a listener that my friend Joey, who's actually I have a twin brother, it's his girlfriend. I actually listened to the show before, but not for a while. She contacted you, and she was like, you should have Cheeto on there. And she's, you know, how do I put this lightly? She's not a fan of my band or anything or any of my music. And she's a fan of Cheeto, and she's a fan of your podcast. So, yeah, she put us together.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I loved hearing from her. And whenever I get those suggestions, I immediately look people up. And you look up someone like you, and Cheeto has his own page. And you're like, yes, how soon can we get him on the phone?
Yeah, I gave up on social media about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, except for music. And Cheeto, like, it's kind of fun to have social media again in a like a indirect way by having a dog. And I don't talk to people as me. No one cares or knows that I play music. If they like Cheeto, they just like a cute dog.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry, backing up, what breed is she? Is she, I know she's a mutt, but is she Chihuahua just by size?
And she obviously has pug because she has all this loose skin right here, and she has like kind of like no neck or a massive neck actually. But if you look at her face, she looks like some kind of terrier a little bit too.
Yeah, yeah. I was hesitant to go with Chihuahua right away because she didn't seem to have that really. I mean, she's got a pointed nose, but just something about her that didn't say Chihuahua to me besides size.
So I didn't know anything about Chihuahuas at all. I usually actually thought that Chihuahuas were shaky.
Like the GIFs on social media, there's that one shaky.
Yeah, yeah. And I knew a Chihuahua that had some kind of neurological disorder. So it was really cute. His name was Toast. Basically, the guitar player of Sam I Am, which again is my band, he came out to play some shows and he hid a Chihuahua in his jacket, which is crazy. It was post 9/11 by at least, 10 years. Went through TSA and everything with a dog.
No way.
Ball in his jacket. He actually didn't bring a guitar for the shows, but he brought a Chihuahua, which is very cool. But that dog, this is a deer head Chihuahua, whatever part of Chihuahua, and it has a very certain personality. Toast was a apple head, which is, I'm not an expert at Chihuahuas, but it's much smaller. Mm-hmm. Shaky. In fact, and I do all the graphics for our records, and I put a picture of Toast, who died in between that and when the record we were recording came out, on the back of our record, actually, because it's like just bulgy eyed, just like goofy looking, just like sort of fit our band or whatever. But she doesn't that type of Chihuahua, or didn't get that type. Doesn't shake. There's, like, when I look at Instagram, I see two types of Chihuahuas. One is the totally lovey, just quiet, and just like, I love everything, I love you, I love you. Little balls. And then there's the crazy Chihuahuas that bark at everyone and bite everyone, and it's like the best guard dog ever because it just barks at every noise. Cheeto is much more like that.
Okay.
Where she's just like, when you know her, you love her. I mean, she loves you. When she knows you, she loves you. When she doesn't know you, she just is very untrusting. And particularly like in public, if you're a stranger and you acknowledge, hey, cute doggy, and maybe you lean over to pet her because she's really cute looking, do you want like unleashing you?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about good dog, bad dog. The good dog, you kind of insinuated that she seems to be, and you mentioned this in a post, that she's forever on guard. Is she always somewhat like reactive to knocks on the door, or noises outside down the street.
Yeah, completely. Like she, I think Chihuahuas probably are the best guard dogs. One time I talked to my friend who like manages bars and owns bars and stuff. And he was like, I asked him, he's like, how come usually when you go to a bar, you see like this big muscle bound guy or big fat guy or whatever. And you always get little people as your bouncers. And he goes, I learned a long time ago, if you get a small guy to be your bouncer who's confident or whatever, he'll never get in a fight. You'll never get sued because your bouncer beat somebody up or like poke someone in the eye or whatever. You get a big guy, they'll get in a fight three times a night or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people love a challenge. They see a big guy, go, I can take this guy.
Yep.
And I feel like, yeah, you get an angry German Shepherd or angry Pitbull or angry whatever to be your guard dog, you might have some problems later. But you get a Chihuahua, it's going to bark. It's going to alert you. It's going to do whatever you want a guard dog to do. And it's not going to get you sued.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like Cheeto's probably alert in your sleep, kind of.
Yeah. You
know? And I feel bad for it a little bit because, like, you know, I don't know if it's like being neurotic necessarily, but it's definitely like a burden on her mentally, I think.
Mm-hmm. She can't. It's so funny. She can't relax. She can't just be a dog. Just hang out.
Yeah.
Chew a bone.
She can, but in general, it's just not in her nature. Like right now, I feel like she's just sitting here and looking around. But right now, it's actually just contradicting what I just said. But in general, when I look at her, she's very alert and just doesn't relax. You know, I see other dogs and they're just like, oh, hey, what? You know, they're like little stone individuals walking around like, oh, hey, oh, wait, is that a tree? Oh, wait, you're going to, oh, nice. And the second you stop, they go, all right, we'll see you later. You know?
Well, on the flip side of that coin, let's talk about her being a bad dog. And I have a couple instances I think might have stories to them, but it seems through your social media that at times she tried to eat a baby bird and eat a squirrel.
Yeah. I mean, the time that the squirrel, so it's like Christina, my girlfriend's family's home, they have an empty pool in the backyard because it needs a lot of work. And last winter, you know, every winter, like right now, it's full of black water and mulch and stuff. So their dog is a really cute, like dopey, looks like Santa's little helper, German Pinscher, who's way bigger than Cheeto, really strong, really like a crazy personality. But Cheeto dominates Diego, which I guess little dogs often do, right? But they were in the pool and all of a sudden they just went wild, crazy, like in a way that I've never seen. And they were just like, over down in the deep end where the water was, and they were just rustling around and they were like messing with something. I was like, what's going on down there? And I go down there and I was laughing and like, what's up? What are you guys being so cute? And then I saw like this muddy, little clumpy, what turned out to be a squirrel, looking really wet and miserable and scared, frozen from fear and being really mistreated by these two aggressive dogs. And so I grabbed it and it was totally like, it was in shock and out of it and shaking because it was cold. And, you know, the two dogs were like, they were just having fun and they didn't know any better, but they were like really mistreating this little animal. And especially Diego probably would have just like pawed it to death or accidentally drowned it or maybe even bit it. I don't know. But yeah, I looked up. Pat myself on the back or anything, but I saved this little guy, which was funny because I think there's pictures. You might have seen pictures, but in the evening, I held it and it was just like, thank you, daddy, and was just snuggling up to me. And then in the morning, we put it in a box with a heat lamp. And in the morning, it was all dry and it was no longer like this cute, appreciative pet squirrel. It was like this, like, fuck you, I hate you, I want out, or whatever. Yeah. Actually bit me. Which I got all scared. I had to go on the internet and research if I was going to get like some
rabies shots.
Yeah. And I took it to a little sanctuary.
And then what about the bird? Same kind of story?
And the bird. No, the bird was different. So I go walk around a reservoir in Silver Lake. And there's two things that really intrigue Cheeto. One, especially. Well, it's just not two things. Just one thing. It's the wildlife that's there. And the main thing that's there is moles or like gophers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she loves those gophers. And it's just the whole park, it's like maybe like 2 miles or 2.5, 3 miles around the reservoir. And there's thousands of gopher holes and mole holes. And Cheeto several times has encountered a mole. And it's really cute. There's a reel on her page that actually got like micro viral. Like viral is millions of plays or likes. This one got 85,000 likes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's for a couple of weeks, and it would come back because I don't know how algorithms work. I'm too stupid to know how to take notifications off. But it was kind of fun because like there was a couple of days before I figured out, oh, you could just take the notification thing off.
Right.
Where my phone every 3 seconds, ding ding, and at first, you know, like a little serotonin float or whatever, or dopamine. Like I got a little squirt of dopamine for the pleasure of hearing like, hey, someone just like Cheeto, or whatever. And then it got downright like annoying, or whatever. And it got way annoying for other people from the get go because we're like, could you please just shut the phone off? Or whatever. But anyway, the bird thing was similar. It was in the walk, and it's kind of bizarre. Like in the same general area, Cheeto found almost like fetal young baby birds that had fallen out of their nests. I don't know, it's like a jerky mom that's kicked out twice and I happened to be there. But Cheeto like found something. I was like, what are you finding there? Like, is that usually it would be a lizard or something, or did you find another gopher? And it was just like, just, you know, like I say, like almost fetal little baby bird going, like I'm 5 minutes away from dying or whatever. And the first one I drove all the way to Huntington Beach to a sanctuary, which was just a lady in a suburban house, actually. But the second one, like Cheeto was pawing at it through the fence, or maybe not, it was not through the fence, but it just sort of squirreled to the other side of the fence. And then I was kind of helpless to help it because it went far enough in the other side of the fence that it was impossible for me to get, which is unfortunate because, like, you know, all life is precious and junk, and I would have liked to save that little baby bird, because, you know, once that was probably like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and probably around seven, it was probably like going to like have problems with exposure or cold or whatever.
Yeah.
That, all the animals are there that might chew it. So the second one, I doubt that one, I doubt it survived, but neither time did Cheeto try to go kill them. You know, like, okay. I think, she was pretty excited, and she was getting egged on by Diego in that story. And I think that they probably would have killed that squirrel, but I don't think purposely she would have killed this little baby bird.
Yeah. Let's go into some of this being the Rocker Dog podcast, some of his Rocker Dog credentials, because I know you're involved in a couple different bands, and her first concert was one of your band's Ways Away.
Yeah.
Is she good at shows or rehearsals, or does she frequent them?
Well, she's terrible at rehearsals because luckily at the practice, like at Ways Away is a smaller band that I just started a couple years ago in LA, which is great because my other main band, Sam I Am, has been around for 30 years and no one lives near each other. Like the closest guy is a singer that lives in the Bay Area still, where I'm from. Two guys live in Brooklyn and another guy lives in Gainesville, Florida. So like, it's really nice after years and years of not being able to do what bands do, which is like, hey, practice on Tuesday, see you there.
Yeah.
Like have a band in LA do that with. So we practiced yesterday. And the thing is if luckily my brother lives near our practice place. So usually I can go and drop Cheeto off and be with my brother and also Cha-Cha, who I referenced earlier, the other Chihuahua. But unfortunately, like yesterday, she had to be in the car when it was in the practice place because we're loud. There's no way she could be like in the practice room or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's 2.5 years old and she's almost never been alone, almost never. And I don't like to do that. Like I'm not a normal dog owner. I'm actually a very wimpy dog owner that can't stand when she's unhappy, you know, which is like, I'm not a parent. I'd be a terrible parent because I couldn't deal with any kind of failure or like discomfort with my child, which is like, you need to be able to deal with that so they can learn. And I'm a terrible daddy because I just don't, you know, I still haven't done the, here, I'm going to leave you alone for an hour. I did it once when she was a puppy and I couldn't do it again because I got a text from, I was at an art show and I got a text saying, do you know that your dog has been barking incessantly for 2 hours or whatever? And I go, oh, no, I don't. And I had
was that
go
from
home.
A neighbor?
From my next door neighbor who
okay.
hates dogs. And I've never subjected that to him again. And I never subjected to her. And I think now, you know, she's changed so much since she's a puppy. Like her dependence is like, she's gotten very independent, particularly for me. She's takes me for granted a little bit. She loves Christina, my girlfriend. And I think actually going on tour a lot and disappearing is a factor where she's sort of like grown closer to Christina and just sort of like, hey, Sergi, like, keep feeding me, keep giving me unconditional love. But you know, I love her way more than you.
Do you miss her when you're on the road?
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough because like, you know, I got her right when stuff with touring came back, right? First 7 months or so, like I was enjoying not touring for like 2 years or whatever it was, or a year and a half. And I completely changed my attitude towards being in a band and touring, completely changed. I'm way less like gung-ho about it. And at first, like the anxiety I had, I literally couldn't sleep at night for several reasons. But one was like, how is she going to deal with this? Because she was like in the first one, 2022, she was still really independent. I mean, very codependent with me. And I was like, what's going to happen? But now, like I said, she's like, peace, like at the airport. She goes like, see you later. I'm going with the lady that I love. And we're going to have girls time now. And when I get back, she gets excited. But she just gets like excited like I've been gone for 15 minutes. Whereas Christina gets back from being gone for 2 days. And she flips her nards out. And it's like, it's something I've had to adjust to a little bit. She also like, when Christina.
But adjust to how? Ego-wise? Like, is that a blow
ego-wise
to your ego?
Yeah,
that's so
ego-wise.
Funny.
Like my ego. I give her nonstop kisses and unconditional like affection, and I think at this point she's Christina's family has like a
you're
Spanish
smothering
word.
Me.
Yes. Whereas like Christina loves Cheeto and stuff, but gives it like a reasonable amount of physical affection. I would say I give an unreasonable constant and stuff, and I think Cheeto's like has to work for it from Christina, but it's just like Christina like doles out like a reasonable amount of physical contact. And I don't think that like Christina ever kisses. Like, I'm always just like,
yeah.
It's just like, she likes it at first, but then she's just like, oh, I think she's stuck in it. And it's like, I can't stop myself, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I think I have the same type of behavior around my dog. And part of the reaction I like from my dog is he doesn't seem to like all that affection. And his expression is what makes me keep doing it because it's so funny to see him kind of like back off.
Yeah, fully.
One more thing just about bringing the band into this is I know you're a graphic designer. You mentioned it and I saw your site. But you happen to fit her into the Stowaway album artwork.
Yeah. Stowaway so like I told you that this band called Sam I Am is like to your listeners, it's like, I don't know, never heard of that. But to me is this thing I've been doing my entire adult life.
Yeah.
Touring for like over 30 years. And like I said, well, you know, it's like, this is a weird thing. So 24 years ago, we made like probably the record that most people that know our band likes the best. This record called Astray is to what Sam I Am is in very micro kind of way. But the day we went into the studio to record that record was a crazy day. The singer started his Volkswagen Bug and it caught fire, burned to the ground. And basically I drove out to pick up the producer. And while I did, the other guys in my band unloaded all the gear that we had to take to the recording studio from my practice studio into our bus. We had this like small bus. And I told him, don't let Cosmo out. Cosmo was my dog before Cheeto. Don't let Cosmo out because he's a wild man, as you know, and whatever, he'll run up to the hills. I lived in a semi-rural area. And unfortunately, they didn't listen. And my dog went into the bus and then went out. It had a side door and got ran over.
Oh my gosh.
All the way under by a pickup truck who kept going. Because it was rural areas, probably going like 35 miles per hour in a place that probably should be going 15. And both wheels, they said both wheels ran over. And Cosmo span a couple of times. And it was a really big pit bull mix. And then just ran up the hill. And everyone in my van was like in complete shock because I just witnessed this like crazy thing. And it ran away. And then I get home and I go, where's where the long face is? And they were all like busy loading the van and we got to get the studio. And I was like, holy shit. Well, I can't go to the studio. So I didn't go to the studio for like 3 days because I went to all, I searched my entire neighborhood and I went to all the like shelters and everything. And I never found out what happened to Cosmo and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Sorry
I assumed like, you know, when dogs get and animals get hurt, they want to go find some safe place and be by themselves or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I assume it went somewhere like bushes and passed away. But like Johnny, the drummer, always said, Sergey, buck up, Sergey. It's like, you got to look on the bright side. Probably went down to the freeway, hooked up with some kind of homeless guy. Now it's like best buddies with the homeless guy and has a little sign like, we'll work for food on a freeway exit. And I always like held that. I thought that was a sweet image and I held that. But anyway, several years later, we were making that record that I was saying. We made that record. No, 10 years later, we made another record and we put that chihuahua I was talking about that, mm-hmm. that went in circles in the back of the record. And then fast forward to like a year ago, and like I'm a graphic designer and I do all the art for years and years for that band. And also I do it for a living. And so I came up with like this concept for the album. The album's called Stowaway because there's a song called Stowaway. And I said, oh, well, it's not like the most heady thing in the world, but I'm just going to make the graphics of this record like be a little concept and where there was a stowaway. On the back cover, it's a boat that's docked and a chihuahua silhouette walking up the anchor chain to get mm-hmm. into a thing. And then the front cover is after, you know, presumably a week later, there's like a disaster. It was a container ship and all the containers fell out in the water. And it's the cover of the record is a dog sitting at a sunset on top of a container that's floating at the end of this like bad weather or whatever made all the containers fall in the water and the sun's setting and it's, you know, like just like what's gonna happen. Like, yeah, she's maybe like a quarter of an inch on the cover, right? And I think for the casual observer and people that don't appreciate album artwork, they go, oh shit, I never noticed there was a little dog in there.
Well, in my opinion, I think it should be a continuation. You should almost have like an Easter egg where all your band artwork or releases, you got to find Cheeto there somewhere.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Speaking of artwork, you had a nice, cool little caricature drawing of Cheeto that is now a tattoo. Is that a tattoo on you?
Yeah, it's like right here. Like,
okay. Oh, awesome.
On that first tour back in Europe, my friend from Italy came up and he said, hey, I'll bring my tattoo thing. And he tattooed probably about 9 people like in various bands. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what I want.
Well, listen, let's wrap things up. I wrap it up with what I call the zoomies, and that's the last 5 questions. The first question, and actually I know a couple of these answers, but the first question is, do you kiss your dog on the mouth? And
I believe
you answered that.
I'm gross. Like people, gross that the grandfather, and which is Christina's dad, he loves dogs, and he really loves animals and loves nature, but he has very like old-fashioned views on the hierarchy of animals and humans. And he just gets irate when he sees me like either feeding the dog or having the dog at the table, but especially kissing the dog.
How funny.
Or letting the dog lick my mouth, which I have no problems with at all. Other people are like, ew, gross, but like, look at Sergey, what an idiot. But he gets visibly angry about it. Like, he thinks it's very inappropriate or whatever.
Question 2, do you have a theme song for your dog? And I will say, besides, when you get a dog, you get petted in the morning. because that's one of the songs you sang on Instagram.
I sing millions of dogs, and I freestyle sing to Cheeto all the time, and I write millions of songs. But there's a song that Joey, who is my brother's girlfriend, that referred you to me. Mm-hmm. One day she took care of Cheeto and made a video of her singing this this song. It's just like Cheeto, 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 Cheeto. And it's a song from the clip that's like really famous with all of Christina's like relatives and stuff, because they're like, that is a catchy chorus to a hit song that's never been made. Like, they sing it all the time when they see Cheeto and stuff. And
that's awesome.
They met Joey. I mean, Christina has, but everyone else does it. But they all know the song, and they're all just like, none of them care about any band I'm in or comment about it or whatever. But they're all just like, man, that Cheeto, Cheeto, Cheeto song is awesome.
I love it. Question three, I'm going to change, because I know. So question three has now become, I know Cheeto was blessed at the Catholic Church. So if Cheeto is Catholic, what will she be giving up for Lent?
Oh, yeah. You know, like, Christina's family does Lent and stuff. And I'm like more like an agnostic person. Mm-hmm. So I don't subscribe to any kind of thing. She's not going to get anything up if I have any say to it. It's like, I don't believe in that, any of that. But she loves all treats, like, and she loves all human food. Not all, but most human food. Yeah, that, I would have to think about that.
All right. Well, let's move on to question four, which I know the answer, but that is, do you have a dog voice?
I sort of sing in like a goofy little voice to her, but I'm sort of not into the dog voice. I'm not into the kid voice. When I talk to toddlers, like I said, I have an affinity for them. I always talk to them as an adult. Uh-huh. I feel the same way about dogs. Like, but when it comes to my own dog, I get that affectionate thing, and she doesn't like that. But Christina and a couple of her relatives have this really shrill kind of dog voice, like, and I hate it, but Cheeto fucking loves it. She'll go nuts. Like, she'll hear that voice and she'll start running around and just going crazy. And I just don't like it, and I don't subscribe to it.
Okay. All right. And last question, but not least, I'm curious to hear the answer. I'm not curious to hear the answer. There's a person you pointed out to me beforehand. I'm interested to hear more about them. But is there a dog organization or a service that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah. Yeah. Through my band, I met this guy, Mark Peralta, who's just Mark to me. He's my friend. He started an organization called NKLA, which is still around since he moved on. But it basically had a goal to make Los Angeles what is called a no-kill city. And that is, you know, the focus is to end like euthanasia for animals in LA for cats and dogs. But then since that, he took a job to be in charge. He also worked for Best Friends, which is one of the biggest national organizations, you know, in animal welfare in America, based in Utah, I think. But he moved to Rhode Island. He has a dog sanctuary that him and his wife run where he lives, which has like, I think, around 100 senior dogs. Mm-hmm. And his job is I'm not sure exactly his job title, but he's like a very high executive, like within the top five of Best Friends.
Yeah, he's the chief program officer, according to the website.
Yeah, he was a concert promoter in Denver for years and years and did small bands like clubs, and also he did like Aerosmith in the stadium. And then he got sick of that and the lifestyle, and he moved to animal welfare, and that made a really big impression on him. And then he's devoted his life to animal welfare since that. And so we're friends, but if we weren't friends, he would be a person that I would just really admire.
You know, I applaud Mark on his efforts, and it's got to be a cool resource to know. And I know Best Friends is a great resource in educating cities, states, and counties on what they can do to, you know, I know their slogan's like no kill by 2025, I think, for the United States, which is an ambitious goal, but, you know, we're behind it 100%. So it's hard to argue against, you know, that cause.
Yeah.
Well, Sergi, thank you for giving me all your time. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.